This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 832. Hey girl, hey dude, how to address someone in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. How should you greet someone in English? Does it depend on your personality, your relationship, or your gender? Today, get some insider tips from Lindsay and Michelle. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What's up, Michelle? How are you feeling today?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. I mean, I have a quick question for you today, though, before we start.
All right. What is it?
So how do you address your female friends when you see them? Like when they're, you know, when you know, they approach you, like you meet up with someone somewhere. I mean, what would you say to them when you say, hey, like, is there anything in particular?
I would say, hey.
Just hey. Is that all you would say?
Yeah, I would say hey and their name. I don't know that I say hey, anything else. What do you say?
Probably me too.
Yeah.
Same thing. But there are some things that I've heard other women say to women, like women say to women, and they might say, hey, girl, right? Or they might say, hey, lady. Okay.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. I feel like that was more popular a couple of years ago, but, you know, I still hear it sometimes now.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's an interesting one. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we're talking about today, guys. We're going into like how girls address girls, how guys address guys, and then gender neutral ones where you would address anyone, okay? So today is going to be a very modern episode where you're going to get real English from the street, from our lives in New York and Boston, and you're going to know how to really connect with natives, okay? So cool.
Perfect.
Yeah, but what do we want to remind our listeners about, Michelle?
Okay, guys. Well, the new All Ears English app is coming. Woohoo!
It is so coming.
Yeah. So you guys are going to get bonus content and giveaways that you just can't get over here in your podcast app, right? So you got to get on the list to build it with us and get notified when it comes out, right?
Yeah.
What's the site where they can go to hear about this, Lindsay?
Yeah. So go to allearsenglish.com/app, enter your email. We're going to ask you a couple of questions to become a tester or just to get on that list so that you'll be notified when it's time to go over and listen in the app, okay?
Awesome. Perfect.
All right. Very cool. So let's go into today's question then from our listener. It's a good question. And so I think we should read it. Would you read it for us, Michelle?
Sure.
Awesome.
All right. Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Michelle. I'm writing to you from Iran to thank you for your awesome podcast. It is full of energy and inspiration. For some reason, I can't read. Is there something? Did it get cut off?
I think the formatting got kind of weird when I copied and pasted it, but
Do you want to paraphrase?
I'm not sure if there was a word I'm missing, but basically it's full of energy and inspiration and it adds to my English knowledge. It also makes me feel happy. There we go. All right. Now I have a question. Sometimes I wonder how to address a friend in an informal way. How are words used, like dude, buddy, and guy? And how can I address a female friend? I'm looking forward to hearing from you soon. From Payam Habibi.
Wow. Cool. Yeah. Good job, Michelle. Our formatting was all messed up there when we copied that question. So,
so sorry if I messed it up a little bit, but thank you. That is a great question. And thank you for listening.
Well, it's a great question because again, it feels so natural. It feels like this listener has been listening to real English. Maybe he's living in an English speaking country. You know, he's hearing people really talk to each other. So I love that. Right. That's what we want. We want that kind of question, guys. Okay.
For sure.
Yeah. And why is this important? Like to know how to address someone.
Right, because it is important to connect with them.
because we need
to know what to say when we meet people, right? And these can these things can help us bring each other closer together, right?
Yeah, I think these the way that we address someone right from the start, like when they meet up with us and they're approaching us, you know, let's say I'm meeting a friend for a coffee and then the person comes to the cafe, I'm already there and they sit down. You know, the first few things that I say to them kind of set the tone and signal our relationship, like our closeness and like how we kind of feel about each other. And we're going to give you hints to that a little bit, guys, here. But I think this comes back to connection, which is our goal here at All Ears English, connection, not perfection, right?
Right, right, exactly. All right. Yeah, this is so true.
Yeah, it's like it shows whether you're happy to be around them or not. So big deal, guys. You want to listen in and take notes today. So, and again, I think you guys are ready for this. If you're at the advanced level, you're ready to sound more interesting and add this stuff to your language. So get the transcripts for today. If you go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe, you will save 50% there. You're going to want them today. Okay. So when it comes to this, Michelle, what are some things that we want to consider when we think about how to address someone, like when they first approach us?
Right. Well, a few things. I mean, so for example, like the situation, right? So is it casual? Is it formal? Who's around, right? Where are you, right?
Yeah. So what you're going to say, you know, in the office might be different from what you're going to say at a party or just meeting on a Saturday for a coffee, right?
Right. In some cases. Exactly.
What's something else we want to consider?
Well, how close are you to this person? What's your relationship? Are you best friends? Are you meeting for the first time, right? Have you seen each other recently? That type of thing, right?
Exactly. And then the last two are what? What are two other things we want to think about?
Well, your gender and the other person's gender.
Yeah. So it's not for all of these words, but for some of them, they tend to be used more like between guys or between girls. You know, so in some cases, there are certain words like you're going to see guys right now can say, hey, dude, right? We don't often hear a girl saying that to a guy, although I say that to sometimes to guys, but but you might not hear that as much. Do you agree with that, Michelle?
Yeah, I don't think I say dude really much. but I mean, I know that girls do say it. So, but I agree that it's not quite as frequent.
Yeah. And maybe I would add to this, like your personality is another thing, you know, because some of these signal like a more playful personality.
That's the thing. Yep.
That's what we're missing there. Yeah. So we'll add that in there. Yeah. That's huge. Okay, that's cool. So the other factor is there is one other factor, Michelle, that we're not considering here. What is that?
Well, it's that.
That's okay.
It's kind of the cultural group, right? And the language culture, right?
Yeah, sure. So like when it comes to certain cultural groups, there are certain norms within groups. Like I would say within like the African American community, there would be certain ways that people address each other that I don't use, you know, maybe a different tone of voice, a different vocabulary. And that's true within all different groups. I think that's really interesting. Like we don't have time to go into that too much today, but there are differences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there could be.
Yeah, there could be. Okay. So we're going to break it down into a couple of categories today, guys, and give you the vocabulary to use and what you're going to hear. So if I'm a guy addressing a guy, what would be a common thing to say?
Hey, dude, how's it going?
Yeah. I hear this more coming from guys towards guys. I mean, you definitely wouldn't say this to a girl. You wouldn't call a girl a dude, would you?
Again, I think it depends on the personality, honestly. I mean, yeah, most of the time, no, like I wouldn't, but yeah. I do think that like, I still think that there's a playfulness to it where somebody could be like, hey, dude, like I've definitely heard girls do that. So, you know, yeah. You know, we have the basics, but of course, you know, it depends.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So it's like the literal definition of dude is a guy, a male, right? But then sometimes if you're saying it playfully, two girls could say it to each other or a guy could say it to a girl, right? And then there's different scenarios like where you would be more likely to hear that. I might hear it like, let's say you're driving. I could hear someone say, dude, you just cut me off in my own lane. I could totally see a guy or a girl say that.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm sure people are saying that right now in rush hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. There are certain people I know that. Do you have road rage?
No, I'm all right. I have walking rage, though, for sure, because I walk so much. I can get really upset if I'm in a rush and someone's like really slow in front of me and I'm like, ah, right.
Oh, well, that's not as dangerous as road rage. I feel like.
No, it's not. It's not. Although sometimes I'm where I want to make sure I don't fall because I'm like trying to pass someone. But no, that's a different kind of thing.
That'd be funny. That'd be fun. No, it wouldn't be funny. It would just be like bad karma, you know? Like,
yeah. But if you ever see me walking around in New York, it's possible I'll look a little like I need to go. Yeah,
a little flustered and crazy. Yeah, I love that. That's just awesome.
On the move.
Yeah. So you might hear this, dude. You just cut me off in my own lane. This could come from a girl to a guy, from a guy to a guy, from a girl to a girl, or a guy to a girl.
All right. Wow. You went through.
Yeah,
good
I
job.
Went through it all. Have you hit subscribe yet on your podcast player? The most important thing you can do right now is hit subscribe so that you can get into the habit of listening to us 4 days a week. There are some super exciting things coming, guys, for you here at All Ears English, and you don't want to miss any of it. So hit subscribe now.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
And how about buddy? Buddy.
Buddy. Okay, so yeah, buddy, I mean, that could come from a stranger. So maybe a guy might say this to another guy, right? Maybe?
Yep, sure. Like, I just hear like, hey, buddy, you're driving in my blind spot, right? You might say this to yourself if you're talking to yourself in the car. But I feel like when it's used kind of as more of like a noun, you say something like, oh, my buddy's coming over and we're going to have some beers and watch the game. Does that sound pretty masculine to you?
Yeah, I think so. And I think this, hey, buddy, you're dry. I still think that a woman could, I'm sorry to like say, no to everything, but no, I still think that a woman, I think I could say like, hey, buddy, come on, move it. I think I could.
Yeah.
And, but the other thing I want to point out is buddy, I think of like to also to like a little boy.
Oh.
Like, hey, buddy, how you doing? You know?
Oh, yeah. Like your nephew.
Exactly.
That. Okay, I'm going to add that. Yeah, I like that. To a little kid. That makes sense. Yeah, okay, totally. So it's quite diverse, you guys are going to see. You're just getting the vocabulary today. And the point of today is just to start noticing these words so you can recognize them when you hear them and then pick up on patterns when natives speak. Okay?
Right.
So cool. Okay, what about like things that girls say to girls?
Okay. All right. So like, hey, girl, I'm so glad you made it to my party.
Yeah, sounds pretty feminine, right?
Yeah.
Although,
I mean, listen, I mean, okay. I don't know. I feel like some of these could overlap, right? And like, you know, we can talk about how, you know, they're basically one or the other. But I think especially in today's society, I mean, we have so, you know, like being, you know, everybody's so open and like, you know, we always try and be open for everybody. And so I think it's hard to really like put things into a box. So I don't know. That's just my opinion. Yeah.
No, I like that. I agree with you, Michelle. We've got to be open and not box people in. I agree. I mean, I think I just thought of another time when guys might use this. And I think often when they're flirting with a girl, you know, like a guy might say, hey, right. girl, I'm so glad you're here. Like right. that can be a little bit flirty. So you're right. I think it just depends on the context. Like, is it being given with like a playful tone of voice or how is it being used? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It depends on the personality and the relationship and what is your objective in talking to the person. Exactly.
So really, you know, these are just hypotheses for you guys to go check out for yourself. You know, I mean, language is live. It's evolving all the time. So go and check it out and see if this is true, what we're telling you today when you listen to natives. What about this expression, hey, lady? Have you heard that being said before?
I have. I think of a friend who says that. And like, I always think it sounds so cute when she says it. I like it. But I myself, like, I don't know. I feel like it doesn't like fit me. Like, I can't like say it. I wouldn't say like, hey, lady. But there are, you know, certain friends of mine that when they say it, I'm like, I like the way that sounds.
Okay. Yeah. So obviously this is so in terms of who says this, I suppose it could be guys or girls. I've heard women say it more. Again, not to box people in here, but I think that obviously to a woman, you're saying this to a woman clearly because it's lady. We can say that much, right, Michelle?
Yeah, we can say that much. Yes.
Okay. And then what are some other ways to address women?
Okay. Awesome. Right. So ladies, right?
Yep.
Hey, ladies, are you ladies? Hey, ladies. Hey, ladies, are you ready to order?
Yeah. Or you ladies look beautiful tonight. Can I buy you a drink? That's something like a guy might say when he's trying to hit on the ladies, right?
Right. For girls, like, hey, girls. Like, so it might be used by younger guys to younger girls. Mm-hmm. Or like, hey, girls, what are you all up to tonight?
Okay. So. Yeah, exactly. So that was the question that our listener asked, right? He wanted to know how to address women. Is that right? How, I believe so. Going back to it.
I think it was it a female asking or a male?
I don't know.
I think it's a girl, but I'm not sure. But sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it is tough. And I know that like, even some people don't like to be called like a group of girls, ladies or girls, and they care about, you know, it's just all very hard. So I think that, you know, that these are like really good basic rules, but I really like Lindsay's idea of, you know, listening and really recognizing that language is evolving all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, you know, a lot of people these days, people are transitioning. Some people are right. transgender, and that's where it gets even more complicated. So we want to be understanding of that, too. Like, not everyone even falls into a gender. I mean, that's a whole nother issue, right, that we've talked about before on this show. We've done a couple episodes with Jessica on that topic. So, guys, you can go back and look at our archives at allearsenglish.com and check that out. Good topic. Okay. And then just some like neutral ones, ways that we address people that we talked about in the beginning that you use, Michelle, or what?
Hey there. Hey, hi.
Okay. So if you want to stay safe and you don't want to call someone out based on their gender, you can just default to those. Can you think of any others that we missed here?
I don't know. I could see it. Like, I know, like, somebody might say sweetie, like, hey, sweetie, or, you know, but, you know, again, like, if you're a man and you call a woman, if you say, hey, sweetie, she may not like that, right?
Yeah.
So there are ones that are a little bit even more endearing that are good to know about, but, you know, kind of, you know, unclear as if, you know, because it's not only about who's saying it, it's about who's listening to it and what that person will accept or not.
Oh, I think we just opened a can of worms.
We sure did. So let's, guys, not get too much into it, but
no, yeah, let's just consider this episode just skimming the surface here, making you guys aware that there are different ways to address people beyond just hi and hey, and just start listening in to see how people are using these things. Yeah. And then when you observe people, think about, okay, what's their relationship? What's their gender? What's going on in this conversation? What are they doing? Are they flirting? Are they at work? Like, what's going on? Just build some context around this for yourself as you listen. Like, that's your next step, guys. Okay.
For sure.
Yeah. And what should we remember to do? I mean, Michelle, it comes back to always. What is it?
You know, don't get so nervous that you don't say anything, right? Yeah. You know, when you choose a word to greet someone, just, you know, make sure that you understand the connotations, the context, but, you know, don't get paralyzed by it. Don't let it hold you back from connecting.
That's what it comes down to. Always come back to connection, not perfection, and just come back to connect. Okay. Awesome. All right. Very cool. So guys, if you want to see today's transcripts to see exactly what we said in each line of the podcast today, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. You'll save 50%. And remember, if you're taking the IELTS exam, go over and search for the IELTS Energy podcast. All right. Very cool, Michelle. Well, thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks, Lindsay. Thanks for that question. Also, that was great.
Good question. All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.